This is the podcast for the discussion essays page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. Discussion essays are a common form of academic writing. This podcast gives information on what a discussion essay is and how to structure this type of essay. I'll also give you some vocabulary for discussion essays. While on the website, there is an example discussion essay on the topic of studying overseas. So let's begin by considering what discussion essays are. Many essay titles require you to examine both sides of a situation and to conclude by saying which side you favour. These are known as discussion or for and against essays. In this sense, the academic meaning of the word discuss is similar to its everyday meaning, of two people talking about a topic from different sides. For a discussion essay, a balanced view is normally essential. This makes discussion essays distinct from persuasion essays, for which only one side of the argument is given. When writing a discussion essay, it's important to ensure that facts and opinions are clearly separated. Often you will examine what other people have already said on the same subject, and include this information using paraphrasing and summarising skills, as well as correct citations. The following are examples of discussion essay topics. Examine the arguments for and against capital punishment. Schools should teach children not only academic subjects, but also important life skills. Discuss. What are the advantages and disadvantages of technology in the classroom? Secondly, now let's look at structure of discussion essays. Although the structure of a discussion essay may vary according to length and subject, there are several components which most discussion essays have in common. In addition to general statements and thesis statement, which all good essay introductions contain, the position of the writer will often be stated, along with relevant definitions. The main body will examine arguments for, in one or more paragraphs, and arguments against, also in one or more paragraphs. The conclusion will contain a summary of the main points, and will often conclude with recommendations based on what you think are the most important ideas in the essay. The conclusion may also contain your opinion on the topic, also based on the preceding evidence. A diagrammatic overview of the structure is given on the website. Finally then, let's have a quick look at discussion vocabulary. When summarising the stages in a discussion or in presenting your arguments, it can be useful to mark the order of the items or degrees of importance. The following words and phrases can be used. First of all, the most important. Second, in the second place. Finally, lastly. The following can be used when introducing your opinion. There is no doubt that. I believe that. One of the main arguments in favour of this is, one of the main arguments against this is. It's important in English writing, including academic writing, to use synonyms rather than repeating the same word. The following are useful synonyms for advantage: benefit, a positive aspect, a positive feature, pro, although pro is informal. And the following are synonyms for disadvantage: drawback, a negative aspect, a negative feature, con, although con is also informal. To view an example discussion essay on the topic of studying overseas, please visit the website.